From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has announced he's relinquishing his post. On Monday, Iraq's president nominated another man, Haidar al-Abadi, to the position of prime minister. At the time, Mr. Maliki indicated he had no intention of stepping down. But it seems he's changed his mind following days of negotiations with colleagues and growing international opposition to Mr. Maliki. U.S. President Barack Obama says the U.S. military has broken the siege of Yazidi refugees on Sinjar Mountain. Mr. Obama says conditions on the mountain have improved greatly and said he did not expect the U.S. to engage in additional humanitarian airdrops or operations there.
Because the skill and professionalism of our military and the generosity of our people, we broke the ISIL siege of Mount Sinjar. We helped vulnerable people reach safety, and we helped save many innocent lives.
The military leader of pro-Russian rebels in the eastern Ukrainian city of Donetsk has resigned amidst denials he's been wounded in fighting. The news was confirmed by the former prime minister of the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic, Alexander Borodai. Moscow and Kiev remain locked in a diplomatic fight over a Russian aid convoy headed for the Ukrainian border. Our correspondent Tom Barton has been traveling with the convoy and has the latest.
The convoy of hundreds of trucks left the Russian city of Voronezh from its airbase there, heading hundreds of kilometers down the eastern side of the Ukrainian border, remaining in Russia and arriving in the Rostov region, close to the Russian border, opposite the areas of eastern Ukraine, where pro-Russian militants are fighting against Ukrainian government forces. Inside, the Russian government maintains humanitarian aid. And today, for one of the first times, the trucks were opened inside some of them. Some buckwheat, also found some sleeping bags as well. No weapons, as has been suspected by some, though only a small part of the convoy was allowed to be seen.
U.S. President Barack Obama has called for calm on the streets of the U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, following the fatal shooting of a black teenager by a police officer. The governor of the state has also removed the local police from dealing with the protests following several nights of intensifying riots, looting, and the arrests of journalists. Michael Brown was shot multiple times on Saturday by a white police officer in an area where racial divisions are stark. U.S. President Barack Obama called on the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate why the teenager was shot multiple times. And Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says it's important to make changes to ensure peaceful protests can continue.
We're working through a number of operational things to make some shifts that I think you all will see a different tone. Now, what I said at the very beginning, and I want to listen. Ultimately, in the horrific facts that started this particular activity, we must make sure that justice prevails.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The widow of Robin Williams has revealed the beloved comic was battling with early stages of Parkinson's disease. Earlier this week, the actor was found dead in his Northern California home of an apparent suicide. Rachel Silverman reports from San Francisco.
As people the world over search for answers about why Robin Williams may have taken his own life, his widow, Susan Schneider, has released a statement with details on his state of mind and his health in recent weeks. Schneider says Williams had recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and he was struggling with depression and anxiety. Williams had struggled with substance abuse for many years, but Schneider says his sobriety was intact in the time leading up to his death.
And the president of Guinea in West Africa has declared a state of emergency due to the impact of the Ebola outbreak in the country. President Alpha Condé's announcement effectively self-quarantines anyone who's been in contact with a person who has died of the disease. Ebola has killed at least 1,069 people in Guinea, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Nigeria. Gary Alfonso reports.
Health authorities in Guinea have admitted the Ebola crisis cannot be contained without drastic measures. The country has banned the movement of dead bodies between towns and villages. Tighter border controls are in place, and anyone even suspected of having Ebola is immediately isolated. In Nigeria, a third person has died. A nurse who ignored her quarantine rules and left Lagos has also been brought back and isolated again. Nigeria has also withdrawn its team from the Youth Olympics in China after officials quarantined the team.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.